After a tight race with over 1,600 votes cast, the city of Kingston has crowned not one, but two official city birds. The city invited residents to help choose the bird that best represents Kingston's spirit, part of its bid to become a Nature Canada certified bird-friendly city in 2025. A shortlist of 15 local species was chosen by the bird-friendly city team. However, keen-eyed Kingstonians noticed that one feathered resident was missing from the flock. Karen Santucci, Director of Public Works and Solid Waste with the city, described the eventful race.
We started this contest as part of an application we put in to become a bird-friendly city. So as one of the elements of that, it is to choose a city bird. So we started the contest. We started out with, we have a bird team that we work with. And the bird team consists of a number of people from different organizations involved with birds and other similar types of things. So our team came up with a list of 15 birds. We chose from all different types, water birds, songbirds, shorebirds, nocturnal birds, birds of prey. So we chose from some from every different area. And so we had 15. And then we had a huge outcry from the crow community. So in Kingston, there is a huge following of the crow community. So we added the crow.
Kingstonians flocked to the polls, and in the end, both the crow and the cardinal soared to the top, tying with 339 votes each. The pair will now share the perch as Kingston's official city birds.
It was a really tight race all the way through between the cardinal and the crow. It was hilarious to see. There was crow community was definitely involved. There was signs put up downtown, vote crow. And when it came down to it, it was 339 votes for the cardinal and 339 votes for the crow. So we've called them both the city bird. They're actually very interesting birds. They both stay all year. The crow is a very community-oriented bird, very intelligent birds. They flock together, especially in the winter. You'll see huge flocks of thousands of crows together. Cardinal's a little bit more of a solitary bird with just a few people in their community, but definitely, again, another bird that stays all year. So excellent birds to represent the city.
The winners were announced at the city's World Migratory Bird Day celebrations over the weekend. One more step in Kingston's journey towards becoming an officially bird-friendly city.
So we had two different events, one which was the Kingston Fall Birding Festival in Doug Fleur Park, and the other one which was a hedgerow habitat workshop that was happening in the West End. Both of these were happening on the same day because it was Fall Migratory Bird Day. So this is the peak time where we see migratory birds heading south. So it is a global migratory bird day. So it was planned specifically around that event. The one for the hedgerows was sold out. They actually got a grant from birds from Bird Friendly Cities for that to supply some supplies for people to plant hedgerows. And then the Kingston Fall Birding Festival was downtown. There was a great turnout out there. I was there. Lots of people from Kingston Field Naturalists. Lots of people showed up from the community where people from Kingston Field Naturalists were letting them use some of their equipment, see the birds, explain what was there. Lots of kids, lots of older adults, lots of people new to Canada, new to Kingston. So it was a really neat mix of people. Everyone gathered. They were all quite excited to hear that there was two birds, the crow and the cardinal. So I think it went over really well. Everyone was quite happy to hear the combination of birds that had been chosen.
As the city continues to spread its wings in promoting bird conservation, residents can expect more initiatives taking flight, protecting and celebrating the birds that call Kingston home.
Yep. So in terms of Bird Friendly City, our application has gone in. Over the last 50 years, there's been a loss of about 3 billion birds. And so Bird Friendly Cities is a program to help reverse the trend through some coordination, some science-backed information, and some local action. So it's really about what can we do to reduce the threats to birds? How do we protect and restore nature's natural habitats? How do we engage and communicate to communities? And how do we celebrate urban bird life? So taking a look at all of those, there's lots of different pieces that went into it. Our application was about 80 pages long. So lots of information that we have on terms of things that we're doing around birds, lots of things that we can still do to improve going forward. So we're trying to enter at an entry level. There's also an intermediate level and an advanced level. So lots of room for us to improve over the upcoming years as well. We've got a draft of a bird-friendly city webpage coming to the city's website. So hopefully up within the next month or so, people will be able to go in, learn more about bird-friendly cities, learn more about what they can do to help support bird habitats as well. So that will be coming, and there'll be some social media that goes out around that to let people know that that page is up and running, and there's information that all the residents could use from there.
And with such a strong community response, Kingston seems well on its way to earning its bird-friendly wings.
Lots of twists and turns along the way, and we were watching it pretty closely. It was a fun race to watch on a daily basis. Excellent turnouts for this competition, so it was fun to see.
So with Halloween just around the corner, if you spot a flash of red or a full-on murder overhead, don't worry, it's just Kingston's newest celebrity species. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.